Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. Going to have plenty of time today to talk about gardening at your place. We've got a few things going on in Howard's garden. And so I'll talk to you about that, and then if you've got any questions about what you should be doing with everything from potted plants to large acreage outside, we can chat about it. The telephone number to be on the show is 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. This first hour is brought to you by Victor Dog Food. VictorDogFood.com is the website, and I recommend you go there. Very good website, and their Facebook page is good too. Check out all the great looking animals on their site, but also check out the good looking it's a male border collie that's on our site. Feisty. He's a 3-year-old, 61-pound male border collie at the Dallas SPCA. This is the one that's just west of downtown Dallas, and he is up for adoption, and he looks like a good one. It says he's a cool guy, loves adventures. He's heartworm positive, but don't let that get in the way about how great he is. The treatments have been paid for. He's back to he wants to go back to adventuring. He's been neutered, microchipped, and given all the age-appropriate vaccinations. Feisty is a good-looking guy. Now, I got good news and bad news from the past. Edna still waits for her home from last week, but Nibbles and Spike found their homes, and we appreciate helping with them. Check out Feisty. Just go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and check it out. And go to Victor Dog Food. They're the company that does it all right. No wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and in any of their products, and also none of the toxic chemical preservatives. To find the location near you to buy the Victor, just go to their website, and you can find the information right there. So check all that out. In the past, you know, we've talked about a lot of other dog foods and various supplements and things and all that. And we've been with our dogs on the Victor now for quite a while, and I'm just more impressed all the time. I've tried quite a few of the different formulations that they have, and the grain-free ones are the ones we tend to lean toward. But I've looked at all of them and tried all of them, and the dogs have voted that they like them all. My tea this morning, fresh ginger, honey, and lemon. And there's two good things about the ginger tea. One, it's good for you, and two, it tastes really well. What I did this morning was a little different. I put the fresh ginger, took peel the ginger piece about the size of my thumb, and then sliced it with the grain. Which is what I usually do. I'll slice it with the grain and across and cross grain too. Get fairly small pieces so the hot water can touch as much of the surface as possible. And then put in the lemon, and I actually poured the hot water in on the lemon and the ginger, and then didn't add the honey until it was just about time to can it up into the thermos to bring it to the show. And it's good that way. Haven't tried it yet. Give it a shot. It's it's time for the first major fertilization of the year, and that's one of the things that I talked with Bob Webster about on his show yesterday. We visit every Saturday morning, and he has been talking to his listeners down there about the same thing. The questions come in about this time, they range all over the place. They range from what exactly to use to what is the timing. Should I use corn gluten meal? Should I use corn gluten meal and an organic fertilizer? All those kind of things. It's really pretty simple. We are in the window for the first major application of fertilizer. We recommend using 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, whether you buy corn gluten meal, dry molasses, or one of the blend products that are on the market. Our current newsletter covers this subject, and if you don't get the newsletter, it started going out yesterday, I think, and if you haven't gotten it yet, you'll probably be getting it today. And it covers some of the blends, the fertilizer blends that are available here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and available by mail order to anybody out there. You know, you can find these products that we are lucky enough to have around here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on the typical mail order places. But the first thing you want to do is go to your local store, your local retail store, feed store, farm store, garden center, nursery, hardware store, anybody that handles horticultural supplies, and ask them if they don't have any organic fertilizer, ask them if they would be interested in getting some. And if they are interested, you can give them the information from our website, from the newsletter. Have them contact us. We can help line them up with contacts. One of the easiest things to do is to tell them to contact their regular distributor of fertilizers and garden products and all that, because most of the time those people already know about the products. They just may not have gone to the trouble to get them in. And if they get people asking about the products, they'll be more likely to keep them in stock and have them available. But yes, you can put out corn gluten meal at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and it will function. Right now, folks ask what's the good timing on corn gluten meal, and right now we are probably in the beginning window of the perfect time to put corn gluten meal out. We'll usually tell people it's somewhere around February the 15th or February the 8th here, of course. And we've got here in Dallas very warm temperatures. In the rest of the country, you know, north is going to be a little too cold, so you're going to be a little early. South of here, things may already have germinated and be growing. The importance of that is that if you're trying to use corn gluten meal as a pre-emergent herbicide as well as a fertilizer, in other words, an organic weed and feed, the seed have to have not germinated yet, but it has to be pretty close to the time that they will germinate, so that when they do start to germinate, the top shoot starts to grow, but the root of the little seedling doesn't grow. I don't know if anybody has quite figured out exactly how that or why that works like that, but that's what happens. The weed seed that you're trying to control, you know, if you've done the right timing, start sending up a top shoot, but it doesn't start growing the root system for some reason. There's a delay there. And so if you hit it right, timing-wise, it'll shut down close to 100% of the weed seed that are germinating at that particular time. Now, there's one situation where it won't work. If you put it out at the right time, and you water it in, which is the best thing to do, water it in right after you put it out, and then you continue to water, or you hit a rainy period and it stays wet for weeks and weeks, it will override the herbicidal quality of the corn gluten meal. So what you want to do is put the corn gluten meal out, water it real well, then keep your fingers crossed, and I hate to even say this, that you don't get any rain for a while. It goes through a dry period, and it really does work well that way. Corn gluten meal works a whole lot better in the spring than it does in the fall. So sometimes you've heard me and Bob and other people be a little bit negative about corn gluten meal because in the fall, the weather is more, for some reason, it tends to be more roller coastery. In other words, hot and cold and up and down, than in the spring. It is in the spring too, but for some reason there seems to be a bigger problem in the fall in trying to control those winter weeds that are germinating in the fall, start to grow through the winter, and then are a big problem for you in the early spring. Now, if those those of you that have those weeds, those winter weeds right now, you can kill them. You can kill them right now with the vinegar, with the fatty acid products, with, you know, the organic herbicides. But they're pretty big and tough right now, so you have to spray them heavily. Next year, make a note, and this is a good thing to do when, while you remember it, make a note in your calendar to spray for the little winter weeds next year when they're real little and young between Christmas and New Year's. A little bit more on this when I get back, and then we'll go to the phones. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Doctor of Heroes Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Mike is calling about the subject I'm right in the middle of, so we're just going to go ahead and start
good morning.
This morning. Hi, Mike. Up in New Jersey. What's going on?
It is very cold out here. We're having another blizzard coming, so I don't know when we'd put down the corn gluten, you say?
Yeah, you're going to have to wait a while.
You have to wait until the snow melts, I guess.
Right.
And where do you get that? What store, major store, sells that corn gluten? That supply, food supply stores?
No, I'll tell you how I finally got it on, not finally, but got it on the market originally here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and then around the state of Texas. Corn gluten meal is the protein fraction of cornmeal. When it's kicked off as a byproduct, when they're making high fructose corn syrup and other corn products.
Okay.
And for a long time, what they were doing with it was selling it to people to use to go into feeding hogs and other livestock and things like that. It didn't have a huge demand, and then some people figured out that it made a good protein source, and so they started.
Okay. I have a question about fertilizing it like a plant. I have an epithelium plant. It's about 5 feet tall, 4 feet wide. And I was always given it Super Bloom Miracle-Grow. But since that's a chemical, which is very bad, what can I use for like a house plant? You know, it's an indoor house plant. I put it outside in the summer.
You can use corn gluten meal. It's pretty
corn gluten meal on that.
It's pretty powerful for indoor.
How much would I put on for like a potted plant? Like for indoor potted plant, how much would I put on for that? Because I don't want to burn the plant. It's an old plant. I've had it in 8 years now, and I'm trying to get it to bloom. It's never bloomed. It's supposed to bloom at night, the big white flowers, and it never bloomed. And it's a night blooming cactus plant, Epiphyllum occipitalis. I don't know how to get it to bloom. I use the Miracle-Grow Super Bloom, but since that's toxic, I want to get away from the chemical fertilizer.
Okay, well, slow down a little bit and let me answer some of your questions. I didn't finish answering the first one.
Okay.
The way to get the corn gluten meal, the way I got it here, and you can do the same thing, is to talk to the farm and ranch stores, feed stores, local garden centers and all that. They actually can get it, like I was saying when I started the show, through their regular distribution. Even if they don't have it in stock, if you tell them you want it, they can order it. Now, it's not the top of the list, in my opinion, for fertilizing the interior plants, but it could be used. You'd just use it very sparingly. You'd put just a light sprinkling of the yellow, it's bright yellow material, light sprinkling on the surface of the soil and water it in. What's better for interior plants or things like, that you might even have around the house already, coffee grounds, the earthworm castings, probably would be available at the garden centers and all. And then what we call Garrett juice, which you can make yourself. Our formula is on the website on dirtdoctor.com and in my books. It's basically compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. And it's excellent for orchids and all kinds of interior.
How often would I use that? How often would I use that on the...
Well, you don't need to use it more than at the absolute most once a month during the growing season. And generally, what I do on interior plants is I'll fertilize them with the watering probably a maximum of three times during the growing season. So just depends. A lot of people don't want the interior plants to grow too much. You know, they want them to kind of maintain and not get unruly. So that's a better way to go than the corn gluten meal. But the corn gluten meal is can be used for fertilizing anything. You just have to be careful.
And roses, so tomato plants and roses, they use the corn gluten meal outside.
Yeah, it's great for that.
I just put that down. And how often do you put that down? Just one time in the beginning of the spring, like in April or May? Or would I put it again in July or August?
Well, the basic organic program is, again, on our site. It's right now the first time you can do it is a little early for you. Like we were saying, as soon as things thaw, before the plants start to grow, you put it in the ground so it's the fertilizer has been in the soil helping the microbes for a while before you put the plants in. And then the second time is early summer. And then the third time, for someone just getting started like you, the third time would be in the late summer or early fall. Three times during the growing season.
Okay, excellent. Okay, very good.
All right. And all those details, if you go to dirtdoctor.com and punch on...
I have a question about pet food. What pet food is a good brand for... I have cats. I know you advertise for dog food. Do you know of any good natural pet food for cats?
Sure.
I have like four cats. And
Victor
makes
cat food that I recommend highly. You can
What's
do a search and find some other quality products, but that's the one that I recommend the most.
What's it called? Taylor?
Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R. Victor.
Victor.
And dog food and cat food.
What stores sell it? Do you know where they sell Victor?
I said earlier, it's if you go to the website, victordogfood.com, it'll tell you right there on their website where they're all available.
Okay, thank you so much.
I appreciate your call. All right, next caller, 866-444-3478. Back to finishing up what I was talking about. Well, I can't. The birds just flew in the window. When I come back, I'll finish talking about fertilizing and timing and why organic fertilizers are better for those of you just starting to listen and think about this idea. And then we'll get back to your calls straight away. 866-444-3478.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered.
Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. The telephone number to be with me, and we've got some open lines here, is 866-444-3478. Before I get back into the fertilization, let me go ahead and talk to Mike here in Mesquite, and then we'll get back into that. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, I've got a blackberry bush in the backyard, and it's getting pretty wild and unruly, and I was wondering when I could trim that thing and how I could trim it.
Well, there's a couple of ways to go. I've experimented with that a little bit in our gardens, and it's kind of interesting. Where I've had the best production, I didn't prune it at all. I just let an area turn into a big bramble. It's kind of hard to manage to get in and get the fruit when you do that, which is a negative, obviously. But it produced really well. I think most people would tell you that the ideal thing to do is trim off any of the growth where there were flowers this previous year. They won't produce flowers or fruit again. So pruning those off and doing some tip pruning just to, you know, tidy up the shape of the blackberries and all that's probably the best advice. But on the other hand, if you've got them in a row or some way where you can always get to the plants, just letting them grow until they're in the way and becoming a problem will give you some excellent production.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing in the past. I haven't trimmed them at all. I got good production last year, and most of the vines that produced last year have died. And I guess I'm just going to have to clean those out.
You mean the whole vine died or just stems?
Yeah. Well, just the stem.
Okay, yeah, stems that have produced sometimes will die. sometimes they won't. You can tell what they are because you can see the, you know, the remains of the flowers and the fruit that were on those stems. But just if you want to do what's recommended the most is to cut all of that off, because those are just in the way. Those are not going to produce anymore. Only the, and some people, I guess blackberries have the ability to produce fruit on the first year's growth sometimes as well as a second year's growth, which is where the most production is going to be, because some people will actually cut the blackberries all the way down the ground and let them start over and have some production. So that's another possible way to go.
Yeah. I got another question, too, if you got time.
Sure.
My front yard is the only one in the neighborhood that's green. I've got this,
with winter weeds stuff. By any chance?
Some of it is weeds and some of it's a ryegrass or a winter grass looking, and I didn't plant anything like that, but I've been organic for about 20 years, and, this year is the first year it's done that, probably because of the mild winter. I've had to mow once already.
Well, that's a common weed, and it is a weed, Mike. It's called rescue grass. So you can look it up under that name. We've got it in our new organic lawn care book. It is a winter weed that germinates in the fall. It's one of those that would be, if your timing was perfect, would be controlled by putting out the corn gluten meal, you know, in the fall just before that plant, that grass would start to germinate once it's up and growing. And it's now pretty big and tough. Like you say, you've already mowed it a few times. So you could kill it with vinegar or fatty acid sprays, organic herbicides. But
okay.
it'd be a little tough to do it. You can at least brown it up so it doesn't stick out like a sore thumb quite so much. But you may not want to go to the effort to do it. It will go away when it gets warm enough, when it gets hot, because it'll burn out. So the vinegar or fatty acids like Monterey or Scythe or one of those will, you might have to spray twice, you know, to really get some good kill back on it, but that's how you would kill it if you want to do that.
Great. I sure appreciate the info.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
And now we can get back to call. I'm going to go back and forth to the phones. It's 866-444 Dirt, which is 3478. We were talking about fertilizing, and we had gone through corn gluten meal pretty thoroughly. I've used corn gluten meal. I don't have a problem with it. It's not what I'm using the last few years because it's more expensive, and it's a little iffy about the weed control that it does. And at my place, and this would go for any of the rest of you that would have a similar kind of garden, we don't have any grass. We've got two little small patches of zoysia and St. Augustine grass in the back, very small because of the shade. And the rest of the acre, almost an acre, is ground covers and shrubs and annuals and perennials and things like that. And I think the fertilizing for those plants, it'd be better for you to go with a blend. Now, for several years, I ran an experiment just using dry molasses as the fertilizer, nothing else. Just putting out the dry molasses at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And it works pretty well. I think that some people are still doing it. I get reports from folks saying that's all they've done, and it works really well. I was concerned about it in the beginning because I thought it would stimulate mostly bacteria and not so much the fungus that we were looking for. But that doesn't prove out. It doesn't appear to be happening. When the sugar, the molasses, and the soy that it's riding on go into the soil, there's a pretty good balance there. Bacteria probably are primarily stimulated to begin with, which is good, you know, the beneficial bacteria. And then along for the ride are stimulated various kinds of fungi, including mycorrhizae, and protozoa and various other microbes that help that overall biology in the soil. That having been said, when I've fertilized with blend products, like I specifically show you in the current newsletter that just went out or just is going out, blends like Green Sense, Nature's Guide, Medina, or Maestro Grow, those blends are are just a little bit more balanced. You know, they're just more different kinds of organic matter in the products. There's different availability of major nutrients as well as trace minerals, and a lot of trace minerals are available. That's one of the big advantages of organic fertilizers. And there's some microbes. There's some beneficial microbes in organic fertilizers, which you don't get in the synthetic stuff. So putting out dry molasses or one of those blends is probably what I would recommend the most. The caller from New Jersey a minute ago, or anybody where it's still cold and there's snow on the ground, you're going to have to wait until the snow's gone. There's thaw, but you're getting pretty close to things growing again. And that first fertilization of the year, wherever you are, it doesn't matter, Alaska or Florida, you want to put it out before the plants start to grow. There are some organic people. In fact, some of my friends that have been, you know, in the business of organics for a long time still recommend, they still have that old paradigm in their heads and recommend that people wait until April when the plants are growing to put out their organic fertilizer. Well, that's terrible advice. It's okay. I mean, you can fertilize any month of the year with organic fertilizer and you're not going to hurt anything because, you know, they're basically gentle and they have, buffering built into the products and all that. But when you wait until the plants are growing, you miss the opportunity to build the biological activity of the soil, to have these life cycles of the microbes in the soil. In other words, the microbes growing and, you know, living and their waste material that's involved in that process. And then when they die, their dead bodies are the most significant source of humic material in the soil, the most natural fertilizer of all. And so if you start that process before the plants start growing, you get a whole lot more benefit from the growth of your plants and production. Bob and I have talked the last few weeks about planting Irish potatoes. And down here in the South, it's time to plant your Irish potatoes. In fact, for some people, it's not too late, but it's getting kind of late in the window. And he's found out and has reported specifically on doing applications of compost and organic fertilizer several weeks before most people recommend it. Before, on potatoes, for example, we'll plant them in January and February, kind of at the latest. And even with Irish potatoes, putting the fertilizer and compost, the soil building materials out several weeks before you do that has great benefit, because as soon as you put them in the ground, no matter what the temperature and the conditions are outside, that process starts, that release of nutrients, that availability of all the things that the microbes like, that microbe stimulation starts. And then when your potatoes or whatever it is, onions or your perennial plant like asparagus, which is already there but is going to be starting to grow right away, you're going to have bigger plants, no matter what kind of plant you're talking about, better production, and just everything is going to work better. Now, one thing that I mentioned in the newsletter is the chemical people, the people that recommend synthetic fertilizers, and that means the, you know, typical fertilizers in the garden centers, all the fertilizers that, you know, aren't organic are basically synthetic salt, high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, and they're soluble. So if you put them out earlier than the plant growth, they're going to completely volatilize and leach and wash away before the plant, you know, can use them. And they don't do any good to the soil. They do just the opposite. They're harmful to the soil, and that's one of the main reasons that we don't recommend them. So that's why the people that recommend the synthetic stuff will tell you for sure to wait until April to put them out. Even if you wait until April to put out the synthetic stuff, there will still be an extremely small percentage of the nutrients from that fertilizer that get into the plant. Maybe 10% at the most. The rest of it, 85, 90 something percent, literally volatilizes as part of air pollution. It washes away and leaches away and ends up in the groundwater. So it's pretty clear cut kind of thing. Why do the universities not recommend it? paradigm problems, not what they learned. Grants from the companies that make Scotts and things like that. So, all the things you would probably figure out on your own. Now, there's one side benefit and a big one to we're going to have to take a break here, but one side benefit to dry molasses, it will help you with some pest control. And let me talk about that, and then we'll talk about a few other fertilizer things. We'll work the calls in as we're going that are coming in. And if you want to jump on here, there's a line open at 866-444-3478.
Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, is Howard's newest book. Howard explains in detail how to establish and maintain lawns, covering, planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. This book explains an easier, less expensive, and less water-intensive program than using conventional lawn care. Have the best-looking lawn in your neighborhood. Get more information or order this great book today by going to Howard Garrett Books on DirtDoctor.com.
You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor. Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside.
This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. So I don't forget it, had a great visit with the people in Grand Prairie a couple days ago, Thursday, and the Summit Garden Club is really into organics there, part of what's going on. They've got a greenhouse operation there that's part of the city's stuff, and we talked about some of their organic techniques and things they're doing. I'm very interested in that. Beautiful facilities there. So thanks to everybody that was involved with that. It was a great crowd, and look forward to getting with them again on what they're doing there in Grand Prairie, Texas. The thing I was going to say about molasses, then go back to the phones. There's a nice little side benefit of molasses if you use molasses as the fertilizer. And even if you don't, it's probably worth doing it one time, at least broadcasting it across the entire site at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. 15 to 20, 20 is probably best. Not only will you get this fertilizer benefit that I'm talking about, but also the fire ants in almost every case will just vanish. They'll go somewhere else. That stimulation of all the biological activity is very disturbing to them, it seems. I don't think it kills them. It might, but I don't think so. But they just go away. The basic organic program, no matter what you're using, does that usually too, but it takes a little bit longer. So realize that that is one of the nice benefits. And the other final thing, and we'll talk about it in a little more detail, but I'll throw it in case anybody has to leave, flowering plants, the color in the garden. Two things. One, I would use cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, and I just did it in our whole place because I saw a little bit of the disease issue that sometimes pansies come with when you buy them, because in the growing operations they're fertilized with high nitrogen fertilizers and really pushed, you know, to get big quickly and bloom and all that. And sometimes you can have these little crown rot type diseases. Cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal put in, mixed into the bed when you plant will eliminate that issue. And even after they've been there and you start seeing some issues, sprinkling it on the surface, just covering the soil yellow and gently working it in around the plants will do a great job. And then the other thing I use for flowers in the winter or the summer, either one, in potted plants or beds is the Garrett Juice Mixture. And the Garrett Juice Mixture is on our website. You can make it yourself. There's three different commercial versions if you want to go that way. there's a few more fertilizer things, and we'll work them in as we go. But right now, it's Norman in Quinlan, Texas. Hey, Norman.
Howdy, Howard. I have a friend who buys and, you know, replants trees for people.
Okay.
And which one of your books would be best to give him? I'm trying to get him away from any of the inorganic, you know, poison stuff like that.
Two answers to that question. The one, my book that has the most information about trees, that subject specifically, is called Texas Trees.
Okay.
It is probably in second place as far as the planting techniques that I recommend. The big book, Texas Gardening the Natural Way, the big hardback book.
I have that one.
Okay, it's got the most recent explanation and drawings and details of how I recommend planting a tree. But either one of those books is fine. We've refined it a little bit. The main thing I've changed is I used to recommend mulch at the same depth all the way across the planting area. And what we recommend now is the big ugly holes outer perimeter that you dug to plant the tree. You start with the mulch at that point 3 inches deep, and then as it moves toward the trunk of the tree, it gets thinner and thinner and thinner until it's no mulch at all right at the trunk of the tree. We don't want any soil or mulch on the flare of the tree.
Right.
Okay. So either one of those books would be fine.
Okay, that's good. I'm just trying to get him away from that. He's, matter of fact, if you're heading out from Rockwall toward West Waukenee on 276, just as you come into Hunt County, he's on the right-hand side. It's called the back patio. And you might find some stuff there that'd be interesting for the house. But
okay.
No, I'm just trying to get him as healthy as I can.
Well, is he interested, or do you have a tough...
No, he is. Matter of fact, he might even be listening right now, for all I know.
Well, that's great. Well, I'd love to visit with him, and I'd love to see his place. It's called the Back Patio.
Yeah, they have all sorts of stuff, iron materials. I don't know. Look them up on Facebook or things like that. I think you'd really enjoy it.
Appreciate the tip.
Okay. Thanks, Norman. Good day now. Thank you a lot.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Let's go see Jerem, I believe is how it's pronounced, in Roosevelt, Utah. Is that the right way to pronounce your name there, Jerem?
Yeah, you got it right on.
We're about out of time. What'd you have? And I'll try to do it quickly. If not, I'll talk to you off the air.
I'm putting in a grow box for a vegetable garden, and I'm starting from scratch.
Okay.
I'm curious what you recommend as far as soil mixture and the type of fertilizer.
Well, the only thing I recommend differently than a lot of those grow box type things recommend is that I do not recommend peat moss. I recommend compost instead. And we recommend the rock powders, lava, green sand, granite, stuff like that. And then some kind of, fine textured cedar or core, which is coconut fiber. That was kind of rushed. Let me put you on hold, and we might talk about this a little more when we start the next hour. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, hang on, and we'll be back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com, and we will be back right after this. Thanks.